The following program is a presentation of the Arkansas Symphony and UALR Public Radio.
This is Jeffrey Robson with the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and you're listening to At the Symphony. During this program, we will preview and explore the music of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's Masterworks series. This week, the ASO undertakes its annual Beethoven and Blue Jeans celebration, a dressed-down, family-friendly weekend of performances in the Maumel Performing Arts Center. As expected, there will be music from the great symphonic master Beethoven on the program. In fact, what we've just been listening to is his somewhat underperformed Symphony No. 8 in F major. It's hard to imagine why this piece is performed less often than some of his others. That is, until you remember that his others include his 5th, perhaps the most performed piece of music of all time, his 9th, the Choral Symphony with the famous Ode to Joy melody known to billions, and the 7th, named by many a Beethoven aficionado to be his or her favorite. This is to speak nothing, of course, of the Pastoral Symphony No. 6 or the huge Eroica Symphony No. 3. You get the idea. Beethoven himself actually liked his 8th symphony. He wrote kindly of it. He dubbed it his little symphony in F, as it is actually his shortest symphony. He loved to disparage concertgoers who overlooked it. It's a brilliantly compact work. In just the first 2 minutes you heard a moment ago, you've already heard the exposition of the first movement in its entirety, with two complete contrasting themes. Beethoven, in all of his music, is strikingly adept at writing a tiny snippet of beautiful music that he then explores in a multitude of ways, presenting it, developing it, using it to build the music up to a dramatic height, creating emotion, creating a triumphant or devastating return, all the elements of a great symphony. Beethoven composed this piece in 1812 in Vienna. This recording is of the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Carl Böhm.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Symphony on KLRE Classical 90.5. Beethoven's Eighth Symphony is a symphony without a slow movement. There's no adagio where the composer explores deep inner emotions or sings his or her heart out with a beautiful aria-like melody. This second movement is marked Allegretto Scherzando and has the feeling of a cheerful interlude. He evokes the music of his classical predecessor, Haydn, who liked to use sudden changes in volume in a lighthearted and humorous way. Some have said this whole movement reminds them of a ticking clock.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Beethoven's Symphony No. 8, performed by the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Carl Böhm. This is At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson. In the upcoming third movement, Beethoven again harkens back to the 18th century classical period by writing a movement titled Tempo di Minuetto. The minuet is a ballroom dance that is in a 3 meter that became a standard movement type in a classical symphony during the time of Mozart and Haydn. Beethoven distinguishes himself, however, with his increasingly complex use of the instruments in the orchestra. It's like a woven tapestry of sound. If you listen closely, you can hear distinctly the flutes, oboes, clarinets, bassoons, horns, trumpets, timpani, and strings. In the middle section of the movement, there is an elegant passage that features two horns in a duet, having musical conversation with a flowery clarinet obbligato passage, accompanied by a very tricky rhythmic passage in the cello section. The whole movement is about 5 minutes long. You're listening to At the Symphony here on KLRE Classical 90.5. The fourth movement of Beethoven's Eighth Symphony is full of energy and rustic fervor. It's hard to imagine at the time he wrote this piece, Beethoven was recovering from a serious illness, starting to go deaf, and dealing with, some would say, meddling in complicated personal family affairs. The timpani are tuned in octave Fs for this movement, a rather unusual feature which gives it some added bombast. The strings are the most heavily featured throughout this movement, helping to give the movement its fiery character, also sometimes contrasting with more lush, sustained writing.
Thank you.
This is Jeffrey Robson, and you're listening to At the Symphony on KLRE Classical 90.5. You've been listening to Beethoven's Symphony No. 8 in a recording of the Vienna Philharmonic conducted by Carl Böhm. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend when the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra takes the stage for its annual Beethoven and Blue Jeans series. Those concerts are this Saturday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 8th at 3 p.m. at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center here in Central Arkansas. The program will also feature one of the orchestra's own, principal clarinetist Kelly Johnson. Black Dog, a contemporary work by Scott McAllister, is inspired by the 1970s rock and roll icons Led Zeppelin. The title is drawn from the Led Zeppelin song of the same name, which features driving yet off-kilter rhythms, screaming bluesy lyrics, and explosive guitar riffs. In McAllister's Black Dog, the solo clarinet leads an epic journey through a variety of influences. Much of the piece features a wailing, high-flying clarinet part that challenges the listener to have an emotional response. It's accompanied by dark, heavy chords in the orchestra. Toward the end, the rock influence comes into closer focus as the brass start to pick up a heavy rhythmic drive. This recording is of clarinetist Robert Spring performing with the Arizona State Wind Symphony.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Symphony on KLRE Classical 90.5. That was an excerpt from Black Dog, a Rhapsody for Clarinet and Orchestra by Scott McAllister. McAllister is on the composition faculty at Baylor University, and Dr. Kelly Johnson, a graduate of Arizona State University, is the principal clarinetist of the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra and associate professor of clarinet at the University of Central Arkansas. The second half of the program will split the difference in time periods between the first two pieces. Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake is today one of the staples of the repertoire for ballet companies worldwide, a sure ticket seller. It is perhaps surpassed in popularity only by Tchaikovsky's own Nutcracker. Tchaikovsky's elegant style of composition for symphony orchestra creates vivid imagery through crisp rhythms, rich orchestration, and glorious, satisfying melodies and harmonies. Many generations of dancers have been inspired to take the stage by his timeless music. The music of Swan Lake has been incorporated into the concert repertoire of symphony orchestras everywhere because of the power and beauty of the writing. The highlights from Swan Lake to be performed by the Arkansas Symphony also include this famous waltz. This number would be danced by the full company on stage. Thank you. You're listening to music of Tchaikovsky on At the Symphony, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andre Previn. You can hear these highlights and more from Swan Lake this weekend when the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra resumes its Masterworks series. It was common in 19th century ballet for the composer to include a set of dances that evoked the national styles of different countries around Europe, often called the ethnic dances. In Swan Lake, these include a Russian, Spanish, Hungarian, and Italian dance. In the story, they are dances that are performed before a royal court. Here is the Hungarian dance with its distinctive downbeat, heavy, passionate, slow opening, followed by a rollicking Csárdás dance. The set of dances from Swan Lake that the ASO will perform also includes the famously charming Dance of the Cygnets, or Baby Swans. Thank you. You've been listening to highlights from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, directed by Andrei Previn. While the ASO performances this weekend will include several other highlight excerpts from Swan Lake, including one of the great violin concertmaster solos in the repertoire, we have run out of time for this broadcast and will conclude with an excerpt from the grand finale of the ballet, which includes a recap of the first beautiful swan theme, dueling battle music, and eventual triumph. You can hear more when the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra takes the stage this Saturday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 8th at 3 p.m. at the Maumelle Performing Arts Center. The program is Beethoven Symphony No. 8 in F major, Scott McAllister's Black Dog, a rhapsody for clarinet and orchestra, and highlights from Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake. Visit www.arkansassymphony.org for tickets and information or call the box office. As usual, the concerts will be preceded by concert conversations, a pre-concert talk given by ASO Music Director Philip Mann himself. Those take place 1 hour before each performance. Until then, this is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and we'll see you at the symphony.
been listening to At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson, a presentation of the Arkansas Symphony and UALR Public Radio.